Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Like many things in this country, Commissioner Weathers, agriculture is ever-changing and more women are becoming actively engaged in farming and agribusiness. You have had recently a Women in Agriculture conference that honored those women.
Well, you're right. The Palmetto Center for Women held their annual luncheon last week, and we were involved because we helped make sure it was a locally sourced luncheon with all of our farmers participating and my staff. Here at the department helped pull that together. I was definitely outnumbered. I don't know, it was about 400 or 500 ladies from all over the state, I guess, and then probably a dozen of us guys there. Anyway, it was a fun event, and it was good to see some of our strong leaders in agriculture honored that just happened to be women.
Let's talk about those women that were honored.
Well, we had three. Kathy Hustis has been a longtime leader in agriculture in the farm credit industry. She's now president and CEO of Arbor One Farm Credit over in the PD part of the state, and leads that Farm Credit Association in so many ways to provide the credit for the farmers, to manage a cooperative structure because the stockholders are the borrowers and they actually own that facility. So Kathy was well-deserving. Another young lady from here, the Midlands, Lonnie Reichert, who has just really been a great spokesperson for agriculture on several occasions that I've had the privilege of being there. She and her husband, I think, own Rocky Wells Agri-Services and Rocky Wells Farms in Lexington, as well as a trucking company, so quite a diversified operation. I know she's been active in the Farm Bureau, testifying here in Columbia, as well as Washington. So, again, a very vocal spokesperson. I remember last year she spoke at our water conference, so just really active. And then, finally, right here also in the Midlands is Allison Stapleton at Terracotta Farms in Leesville. And again, sort of representing that new wave in agriculture. They have organically grown produce and pasture and range-free eggs and goat cheese and things of that nature, which to me just says how the face of agriculture, not only in who our leaders are, but what makes up agriculture in South Carolina.
Now, they have been handing out these awards for some 35 years now.
Yeah, I actually was not aware of that, but a friend of mine that I used to know when she and her husband lobbied in the State House actually became their director. She reached out to us, again, to have our farmers help supply the menu items, and boy, did we have a great meal catered by Spotted Salamander, which is one of our favorite caterers because they really focus on using the South Carolina farmers' products. But yeah, they've been giving out these awards for 35 years. So again, I was not aware of that and was just glad to be engaged in it.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.